السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله. I hope that all of you are doing well. Today for our English Ar-Rahma course, we are going to continue where we left off from our previous lesson. So inshallah, from Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah number 90. And then the lesson today is going to be until ayah number 93. And we'll start first with the recitation of these verses, if y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite. And then inshallah, we will move on to our tajweed theory and then move on to analysis of these verses. So inshallah, starting the recitation from ayah number 90. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه لعلكم تفلحون إنما يريد الشيطان أن يوقع بينكم العداوة والبغضاء في الخمر والميسر ويصدكم عن ذكر الله وعن الصلاة فهل أنتم منتهون وأطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول واحذروا فإن توليتم فاعلموا أنما على رسولنا البلاغ المبين ليس على الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جناح فيما طعموا إذا ما اتقوا وآمنوا وعملوا الصالحات ثم اتقوا وأحسنوا والله يحب المحسنين. Inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 90 to ayah number 93. For the theory part of our class, in the last class, we were covering the topic of mudud, and we began a new subdivision under the topic of med. So first, we covered med asli, which is the natural two-count med, or also known as med tabi'i. So this is normally lengthened for two vowel counts. And then after that, we started doing med fadi'i, which are the longer types of med. So these are going to be the med that are 4 or 5 or 6 count med also. Now, in the last class, we began to discuss the topic of med lazim. Now, this is another type of med that is caused bi sabab al-sukun. So it is caused by a permanent sukun. This is a little bit different than the mududs that we have covered in the past that are also bi sabab al-sukun, that are also caused because of a sukun. And that is because normally those sukuns were a temporary sukun, meaning that for any reason we had decided to stop, and then there was a sukun there that is not permanently there. So it is a temporary sukun. Now the one here for mad lazim is going to be a permanent sukun, meaning that sukun is always there inside of the word. It is not something that is temporary placed there because we are stopping there. So this is a sukun that you do see written within the Quran. You can find it either in the form of an actual sukun, or it can also be found in the form of a shadda. And shadda, as we learned, means that there is a hidden sukun. That letter is repeated twice. The first time that letter is written, you will have a shadda, you will have a sukun on the first letter. And then on the second letter, you will pronounce it with whatever harakat is on top of that shadda. So if it has a fatha or a kasra or dhamma, you will pronounce that second letter with that harakat. So basically, there is a sukun within the shadda as well, even though we don't really see it. You see it as a form of a shadda. but there is that hidden sukun. So therefore, mad lazim will also be applied on a letter that has shadda. So what we are looking for in mad lazim is we are looking for any type of mad letter, alif, waw, or ya, followed by a permanent sukun. So now we are going to look for either a sukun or we can look for a shadda. Now in most cases, it will be in the form of a shadda. There is very few cases in the Quran where it is a sukun. So in most cases, the shadda will have to be the sukun that you look for in mad lazim. And as you can guess by the name, mad lazim is a lazim mad. It is fard to recite this mad. The total number count for this mad is a 6 harakat mad. So anytime you come across this mad, you will have to recite this mad for a total of 6 harakat count. It is lazim for anyone who is reciting, no matter what recitation you are following, to lengthen this mad for the proper 6 count mad. So for example, if we have the word asakha, or such as in Surah Fatiha, الضالين. Here we have that med, a 4-count med, followed by a letter with shadda. So now this is going to be a med lazim, 6-count med. We did already introduce this type of med as we came across them in our recitation. So you would also be a little bit familiar because we did write down under this med, it's a 6-count med. So inshallah, hopefully it is a little bit familiar. Also, something that we have covered within this specific type of med is something called nabr. Nabr means to raise the voice. We learned that anytime there is a med followed by a shadda, then this is going to be a 6-count med. And then also we apply nabr here, meaning that we raise the voice a little bit. The purpose of this is that because the med is so long, we want to make sure that the letter after the med does not get hidden within that med. So for example, if we have the word al-dhalin, we want to make sure that that med is not covering the lam or the shadda. So we could say al-dhalin. Now you don't really hear that lam or the shadda, so we want to make sure it's very, very obvious. So we will raise the voice and apply a little bit of emphasis. Al-dhalin. And you hear that voice was raised. There is a little bit of that emphasis on the med and on that shadda. So this is also something that we have covered. So perhaps because of that nabr, this med has also become a little bit more familiar to you all, because we have covered this within the topic of nabr. And then also within our recitation, when we came across this med, we did mention that this was a 6-count med. Now when it comes to the aqsam al-mad al-lazim, the different types of mad al-lazim, there are two different types. We have mad al-lazim kalimi and we have mad al-lazim harfi. So mad al-lazim kalimi, as you can guess by the name, is in a kalam. It is within a word. So this is when that med and the sukun and the shadda are within one word. Then we have med lazim harfi, and this is when we have a lazim med that is within one letter. And normally this is going to occur within, as you can guess, we have lazim harfi huruf. Huruf muqatta'at. So harf is one letter, huruf is multiple letters. This is the plural of harf. And then in the Quran, we have huruf muqatta'at. And these are the disjointed letters. These are the separated letters that you find in some surahs. So alif, lam, mim, ta-sin, mim, ha-mim. All of these are mad, these are huruf muqatta'at. These are letters that are found within the beginning of the surahs. Some certain surahs, only Allah knows the meaning of these. But these are basically letters that are put together. And if you had paid attention, you know that in some cases, there are mad that have there are some letters that have med. So for example, even when we did Surah Baqarah, Surah Ali Imran, these began with alif, lam, mim. And when we said alif, this was a normal just alif. Lam was going to be a longer med. You see that there is that sign of med, and then mim did not have a sign of med. So we have alif, lam, mim. So we had that lam, had that harf on it, that harf of mad. So this is where mad lazim harfi is applied on huruf muqatta'at. And then mad lazim kalimi is found within a word. So it is found within one word. Within that same word, we have a sign of mad, and then we have a sukun followed after this. Most of the times in the Quran, when we are doing mad lazim, we have two different types of mad lazim. So we have one that is muthaqqal and one that is mukhaffaf. Muthaqqal means something that is heavy. Mukhaffaf means something that is light. So muthaqqal is from the word thaqil, mukhaffaf from the word khafif, meaning light. The distinction between muthaqqal and mukhaffaf mad is the shadda. So when you think of a shadda, it is almost a fortified letter. The shadda comes twice. So we have a shadda, we have the sukun, and then we have another harakat. And compared to a shadda, the sukun is lighter. The sukun is only a sukun, and the shadda is a sukun and another harakat on top of that. So now when we have the shadda, it is a fortified letter. It is a stronger letter. It is a heavier letter because of that shadda. So that one harakat, that one harakat of the shadda is basically talking about two separate harakat. So of course this is going to be heavier than a sukun, which is just a normal sukun. So this is going to be the distinction. So when we say muthaqqal and we say mukhaffaf, so if I say mad lazim kalimi muthaqqal, this is going to be with a shadda. And then if I say mad lazim kalimi mukhaffaf, this is going to be with a sukun. So this is the distinction for mad lazim kalimi. Muthaqqal is with shadda, mukhaffaf is with a sukun. Now, the one that we need to remember more is the muthaqqal mad. The reason for this is that this one is the one that occurs in the Quran. Now, for mukhaffaf mad, this only occurs one time within the Quran. And it occurs actually two times in the Quran, but it is the same word and it is in the same surah as well. And this is the word al-ana. This is the only time that mad lazim kalimi mukhaffaf occurs within the Quran. So this one is just kind of an outlier. So even if you don't remember, it's fine because this is the only one of its kind. Now the muthaqqal mad is the one that occurs many, many times in the Quran. And mad lazim kalimi muthaqqal is any time we have a mad followed by a shadda. So as we covered in the word as-sakha, ad-dallin, if we have the word atuhajjunni. Now in this mad, it occurs twice. So we have the first mad and then shadda, and then the second mad and then another shadda. And both of these are going to be six harakat long. So this is mad lazim kalimi muthaqqal. It is a mad followed by a shadda. And that shadda, it is what is calling this mad a muthaqqal mad, a heavy letter, a fortified letter. So this is something that we have covered again before when we did Nabr, and then also when we did come across this med, we did mention that it was a six harakat med. So again, as you can guess by the name, it is lazim to recite this for 6 months, and it is kalimi because it is within one word. So this is lazim kalimi muthaqqal. It is lazim to recite. Kalimi, it is within one word. Muthaqqal, it is heavy because of that shadda, or it is fortified because of that shadda. So this is the first type of lazim mad. Now the second lazim kalimi mad is the mukhaffaf mad. So this is when we have a mad followed by a sukun. Normally, as I mentioned before, anytime we have a lazim kalimi mad, it is going to be with a shadda. It is very, very rare in the Quran to find a mad followed by a sukun. And again, this is only found within one word. The same word is repeated twice within Surah Yunus. But this one word is al-ana. Now, this is a six count mad. We have a mad, we have the alif mad, followed by a letter with sukun. So now this is going to be lazim. It is going to be a six count mad. But this is the only time in the Quran where this occurs. And this is lazim kalimi mukhaffaf. So it is lazim to recite. Kalimi, it is within one word. Mukhaffaf, because it only has a sukun. It does not have a shadda. So here this is considered a light letter. The sukun is kind of light. And we're not saying light in the term of heaviness and lightness, like qa and ka. Here, lightness is referred to kind of the weight of the word. So here, the hamza, here the sukun is kind of a lighter version of the shadda. So here it is mukhaffaf. And again, this only occurs one time in the Quran in Surah Yunus. Two times in the Quran within Surah Yunus. It is repeated two times. So this is the word al-ana. Now, when we say this word, we are going to make sure that lam has tawassut. We will not give lam any type of nabr. We will not raise the voice. We will not put any emphasis on the lam. The reason for this is that because the lam has a sukun, it does not have a shadda. So we don't want to give this any additional emphasis. Instead, we are going to give it tawassut, meaning we are going to rest on this lam. Al-ana. Rest on this lam for a little bit and allow yourself to settle on this lam. This is different than the nabr when we have shadda because we want to emphasize the shadda. We want to make sure that shadda does not turn into a sukun only. And similarly, when we have a sukun, we want to make sure we are not turning it into a shadda. So if we look at the word al-dallin and then we look at the word al-ana, Let's look at the way that we emphasize the lam. So الضالين is going to be نبر. الضالين. Raise that voice and have emphasis on the lam. Now when we have الآن, now you will listen that there is no emphasis on the lam. Instead, I will simply rest on this lam. الآن. Rest on this lam. Give it توسط and don't give it any form of that نبر, don't give it any emphasis, and don't raise the voice. And this is going to distinguish between a مخفف and a مثقل مد. A heavy مد and a light مد. Heavy because it has a شدة. مثقل because it has a سكون. So that was مد لازم كلمي مثقل and مد لازم كلمي مخفف. In the next class, we will review this. And then inshallah, go over some more examples. Now let's go ahead and move on to the analysis of our verses from ayah number 90. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Here we start with the word ya, which is going to be a 4-count med. This is going to be a med jaiz munfasil. As we learned, ya is a separate word and ayyuha is a separate word. So here this is med jaiz, 4-count med. Alladhina amanu. Here this is going to be med badal. We see that hamza comes first and then the alif comes next. So this is a 2-count med badal. Amanu innama. This is a 4-count. Again, this is going to be med jaiz. Innama al-khamru. Kha is heavy. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. Wal-maysiru. Ra in this case again is going to be heavy. Wal-ansabu. Saad is a heavy letter. Wal-azlamu. Rijisun. Ra here in this case is light. Jeem is going to have qalqala. Has a little bit of that bounce. Min amal al-shaytan. Ta here is going to be heavy. Fajtanibuhu. Jim is going to have qalqala. La'allakum tuflihun. And then here we end here on a 4-count mad arid lissukun. So we have tuflihuna. Noon has a fatha, but because I am stopping here, I will give it a temporary sukun. I'm going to give it an arid sukun, and therefore there is going to be that mad placed here as well. Now you can do this for 4 counts. You can do it for 2 counts. You can do it for 6 counts. And then in this class, I normally do 4 counts. So inshallah, at the end of all of our mad'arid, we will make this a 4-count mad. Innama yuridu shaytan. In the next ayah, yuridu, ra here is going to be light. Ash-shaytanu, ta is going to be heavy. An yuqi'a, qaf is going to be heavy. Ayn is from the middle of the throat. Baynakum al-adawata, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Wal-baghda, ghayn is going to be heavy. Dad is heavy. And this is a 4-count mad. This is mad wajib muttasil because it is within one word. Fil khamri, kha is going to be heavy, ra here is light. Wal maysiri, ra here is light. Wa yasuddakum, sad is going to be heavy. An dhikrillahi, name of Allah here is going to be light because the letter before, ra has a kasra. And then ra in this case is also light. Wa anis salah, sa is going to be heavy. And then we have a ta marbuta here at the end. So we are going to make sure that we give it a little bit of air, a little bit of hems when we end here. Wa anis salah. Give it some air from the chest. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. And then here we end here on a 4-count. مَدْ عَرِدْ لِلسُّكُونَ. وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ. Name of Allah here is heavy. وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولَ. طَاء is going to be heavy. الرَّسُولَ. Name of Allah here is heavy. وَحْذَرُوا. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Ra is going to be heavy. فَإِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَعْلَمُوا. عَيْن is going to be from the middle of the throat. And then فَعْلَمُوا. This is a 4-count. مَدْ جَائِز. أنما على رسولنا البلاغ المبين. Ra here is going to be heavy. بلاغ غين is going to be heavy. المبين. And then we end here on a 4-count. مد عارد للسكون. ليس على الذين آمنوا وعملوا. عين is going to be from the middle of the throat. الصالحات. صاد is heavy. حاء is from the middle of the throat. جناح. حاء is from the middle of the throat. فيما طعموا. طاء is going to be heavy. And then عين here is going to be from the middle of the throat. طعموا. This is a 4-count med. So this is going to be 4 counts. It is med جائز منفصل. إذا متقوا. قاف is heavy. وآمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. صاد is going to be heavy. ثم متقوا. قاف is heavy. وآمنوا. This is a 2-count med. ثم التقوا. This is a قاف is a heavy letter. And this is also مدلين. وأحسنوا. حاء is from the middle of the throat. والله. Name of Allah here is heavy. يحب المحسنين. And then we end here on a 4-count مد عارد للسكون. So inshallah, that is our lesson, and we will stop here for today and move on to the tafsir portion of our class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.